coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
All right. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so glad that you are here starting your positive day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I want to give out our phone number today because we do have some gifts to give away. I've got Soup Plantation over in Camarillo. And what I'm going to do is give one on my show and one to I've got my Facebook open on Kim Pagano Show. And all you have to do is go into Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show, and leave me a message when I tell you it's time. I thought I'd kind of spark it up a little bit out there. Yeah. So then I can see who's streaming us, who's looking at us. And also, and if you haven't already liked us, like us on Facebook. I've got a contest going, so I'm trying to get to 500.
Now, are you giving away something for the 500th one?
Oh, or registering? For the 500 one? You mean the one that, yeah.
Yeah, I
the
have
500?
A friend.
How did you say that? Yeah,
I don't know. But I have a friend who, she's a cake decorator, does amazing cakes, and she'll do promotions like that and give something away. Maybe there's something fun in
that's
that.
That's right. So anyways, tell all your friends to like my page at The Kim Pagano Show. Anyways, I am so glad that you're here with us. I have Prudence, Mindset Reset.
Hello.
And you know, it's funny, we were just talking about that. We never have time. We always have tons of interviews, and today we actually have some time to talk about resetting your mind, right?
Yeah, what it really is.
And springtime.
Perfect.
You know,
time.
It's kind of like cleansing our homes, which I know I'm doing, and a lot of people are doing. They're getting all those things that they can donate to all these great organizations. But it's time to kind of cleanse our mind and really kind of get rid of those things that have been weighing us down and things that, you know, we were talking about yesterday with a great interview about our mind and our brain and how many things are just, we can't shake it, you know? Sometimes it's just that old thought that keeps coming back. And so that's kind of what you do, right?
That's exactly what I do. That's a perfect description for it. You know, we experience our base emotions, fear, anger, shame, happiness. We learn that by the age of 8, we've experienced everything at least once. And so our setting for how we carry a lot of those emotions relate back to when we're children. And so as adults, you know, we're not afraid of the boogeyman under the bed. Well, some people might be, but we're mostly not afraid of that. Yet when we go to that fight or flight or fear, it's still with that same connection to being afraid of that whatever under the bed or in the closet. And so there's a way to shift how we see that. And a lot of it has to do as well with our perspective and looking at things in a different way. So now as adults, we can say, okay, that's not what brings me fear, but I might be afraid of public speaking, or I might be afraid of going and asking for a raise. Okay, well, then that's where we start. And how can you see you deserve that and make changes?
So that's perfect. So stop right there. And first, I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Prudence. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You can talk to cute Matt over there who's working our board with the hot pink earphones on.
I just noticed those.
All right. Those look like they should be mine. I got those on too. You just got them right for my show, right? I'm all about pink. So anyways, and we're going to start off with, you know what? Let's just start off with having fun right now. I'm going to take the fifth caller for two lunch tickets to Soup Plantation, or dinner, I guess. You can use them. They're two gift certificates. It's a great place. I love actually all their soups, all their pastas, you know, and so we're going to take everybody's name because we're doing a drawing, and I would love to get you in that drawing. So give us a call, 805-639-0008. Also, in a little while, we'll do the Facebook. So if you're out there and you're streaming us, make sure you have your Facebook open too. So, okay, so tell us a little bit. Also, you know what we're going to be doing? We have another interview today. We're going to be talking about the America's largest family. Can you imagine that? The Dugars and
Duggars.
Mm-hmm. The Duggars. They better be like a baseball team, right? they have their own baseball team. But they have 19 children. And they've been married since 1984. So I'm going to see how they make it happen for them.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible family. I've watched some of their story, and I'm not completely sure what they'll share today, but it's really amazing how they have managed. And as they're growing the family, it's almost they also are growing in a business way as well. And they do have some businesses.
Well, they'd have to maintain that huge family.
Yeah, I believe he has some car dealerships. Is what I saw a long time ago. I don't know if they still have that or not. But from the get-go, they really had it planned very well. And even their homes, the home that they're in, they planned it. They had the kids involved with it. They built it. They did the whole thing.
So they planned for that many children, everything. We're going to find out about that because I think they did.
I believe so.
Yeah, gosh.
And they're still open to more, my understanding is.
Really?
Really.
That's scary. That's scary. I'm like having a hard time with just four, even though I, and you were in a big family, right?
Well, I have three sisters, but my mom is one of 11.
Oh my God. Yeah. We could interview your mom.
We could.
There you go.
She would enjoy that.
All right. So let's talk. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back and we'll be talking to Prudence about mindset reset. It's springtime, and let's clean all of our old cobwebs out and start all over with some fresh, positive things that we can live our life with. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, I've got tickets for Soup Plantation in Camarillo, and they also deliver too. So give us a call here, and I will put your name in, and we will have a winner, 805-639-0008. If you're driving, pull over so you're safely calling us. All right, stay with us.
Let that rhythm get in.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how.
All right, Prudence, you hit it, girlfriend.
It's like, when does the light come on? Stop singing.
I know. No, keep singing. Keep singing. All right. Well, I am so glad you are here with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we have a great show for you today. We've got a Love That Multiplies. Man, did they multiply. They've got 19 kids. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. It's Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar. Duggar, I got it right, right? And, you know, we'll find out a little bit more about them. And but right now we're going to talk to Prudence and, talk about getting all those cobwebs out for spring break in spring.
It's the perfect time. Daylight savings time is this weekend.
That's right.
So start remembering
Matt
to set
saying,
those
doesn't
clocks.
It seem like it's coming earlier? You know, I just posted that on my Facebook that I feel like my parents used to say as you got older, that the time flies. Does that mean I'm older because the time's flying?
It technically is coming earlier. They changed it a couple of years ago.
Why do they even do it? That's what I don't even understand.
The idea of the extension of it, and it goes a little bit longer, is so that we have more daylight time. And at the time, what they said when they did it is so that it helps stimulate the economy because people are up and out being productive or up and out shopping. So they have started a little earlier and ended a little earlier.
I think it should be light when you wake up and, you know, a couple extra hours in the night. That's the perfect, you know. So is that like Alaska?
No, Alaska's either dark or light, isn't it?
No, it just stays light most of the time. Right. So anyways. All right. So tell us, how can we get our thoughts together and really, you know, kind of get rid of all those old negative messages that sometimes we have that we think that we can't do it, or we're, you know, so overwhelmed that we can't find the way to do, you know, because I know when I've talked to you before, it's all about simplifying your life somehow. And I always say that and I put it on paper and it's like, oh, that's all I have to do. But then when I start to do it, it feels like, oh, my gosh.
It's really amazing how, as you begin to organize, even organizing your home and your life, it helps to organize your mind, and organizing your mind helps to organize your life. They're kind of go hand in hand. So part of it is looking at what really is serving you and not. What's being helpful and beneficial and what's not. You can look at that in every aspect. Are there relationships in your lives that really aren't working? Do you have a friend of yours that every time you're with them, they just seem to bring you down? You know, is that, you know, that could be a little spring cleaning that maybe you spend less time with that person.
Oh, great. You know what? I've already done that. Really, I am all about having positive teams around us. And, you know, if somebody's, I mean, of course, everybody has a bad day every once in a while, but it's all about how they receive it.
Right.
It's not about, you know, where you wake up every day and you're like, oh, you know, it's a little foggy out. Well, it's going to get sunny later. Okay. It's, you know, it's really cold. Put a jacket on, you know. It's all about how you receive it. And I think that's so important.
Absolutely. You know, if you're someone that you look around your room, let's say you're in your bedroom or your favorite room in the house, but all you see is mess and you're thinking, gosh, this is so messy and I hate this and I hate that. Okay. Sweep the mind and say, okay, what do I really like?
Oh, I like that. Sweep the mind.
Yeah.
I like sweep the mind.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I like it too. but really, it's like shift and say, okay, wait, maybe there's a different way I can look at this. Even something you've been so stuck. A lot of us have something that has just been a sticking point for us. So even if it's something you've been stuck in, I can't get rid of this, or I don't want to sell off whatever it is in your home. Begin to look at, what does that really mean to you? Why is that holding you captive in some way, shape, or form that for some reason you can't get rid of it? Now, I'm not talking about like your grandfather's antique piano or
something like that.
Right, yeah. But the way I see stuff around the house is everything in the home takes up a little bit of your energy. Because it's there, because it's something you have to dust, clean, move, pay some attention to, even the most minuscule little trinket. And so every little thing is taking up energy in some way, shape, or form. And how much of your energy are you willing to give away? And that's true in anything. So if you keep piling up work, if you keep piling up books that you're never going to read, if you keep, you know, procrastinating on things, all of that is taking away energy from you that you could be using for something else.
Very good. You know, I want to open up our lines. And if anybody has a question on how they can simplify their life, or that, you know, maybe some little nagging thing that just keeps, you know, wailing at you in the back of your mind going, God, I really got to figure out a way to get rid of this or to do this or to change my career. Or, you know, a lot of people want to change their career and yet they're like, how do I stop the wheel in order to change it? Because I still have to make money. But there are ways that you
Absolutely.
Can kind of, you know, go into that. So give us a call here. We would love to just see if we could chat about it and see if I, you know, it's called brainstorming, right?
Exactly.
And so give us a call, 805-639-0008. I'd love to hear from you.
We'll help you sweep your mind.
Sweep your mind. I mean, seriously, there's people that, you know, and again, there's things that, you know, if you've already gone through it or you found a way to do this, let us know, because people are out there are, you know, I mean, they want to know if they've got help out there.
Yeah. There's a quote that says, your outer world is a reflection of your inner reality.
Ooh.
Meaning that if you look at where you spend most of your time and it's an utter mess, how much of that is a reflection of what's going on in your head? You know, the jumbled thoughts, the self-deprecating comments, the I shoulds and I coulds and I haven't, and the shaming and blaming and that sort of thing. I first heard that actually Susie Orman had made a comment once. I was listening to something she said, and she said, I could walk into someone's office and tell you exactly what kind of a person, if they were good with their money or not, based on what their office looked like. And it's a powerful message.
Right, right. Wow. I think that is so true, because even, I know this is so trivia, right, or, you know, trivial, is my car. If it's messy, when my car is all clean, I'm like, oh, yes, I can think clearly. I can, you know, there's just so much that I can do, you know, to kind of get my day started.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, reclaiming that energy back. Because if it's not messy, then you're not paying it. Then you're distracted by how messy it is. And when it's clean, now you can focus on other things.
Right. You know, we just had our lines light up and Matt was on the phone. We couldn't get to all of them. So if you were just calling us, call us back at 805-639-0008. We want to hear from you. Okay. But how do we take time to do that? So maybe it's like we need to get up a little bit earlier and just try to, like, you know what I've been doing is not, you know, I don't have enough time to do like a huge project. So I do like
right.
little 15 minutes and I'm no phone calls, no texts, you know, I mean, I am like all about just doing that.
Well, one way to start is don't make it a thing that you're doing, you're going to conquer the whole world in one day.
I used to do that and
right.
it doesn't work.
No, it does not.
Right.
So even if it's beginning to put things away as soon as you're done with it, it's amazing how often people would rather just put something down, like on the table, you know, the kitchen bar at home, or people have a front
yeah,
end
table. Yeah, touch it one time
touch
and be
it
done.
Once.
That's a
exactly.
really great way to start. You know, I know we have our first guests on, and I'm going to see how they do it, because 19 kids, they got to be organized.
Absolutely.
They have to be. So also, I do, you know, our lines were lighting up and everything. We missed a couple of calls there, but give us a call back if you have a great way of handling your organization, or if you, you know, handle just different parts of your life. We want to know what it's all about. 805-639-0008. All right. So do we have Michelle and Jim Bob?
Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, I got the whole family. Do I got the 19 kids too?
Jim Bob, Michelle.
Okay, great. Welcome to my show, Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And we are a positive talk radio show, so we want to hear how positive this is that, I mean, that's an amazing family.
Oh, we are so grateful for each one of them. And I think as I was hearing you talk about organizing and scheduling, and I think definitely when you have a large family, you have to make some kind of a plan or else there'll be chaos. And so for us, I think one of the things that we've enjoyed doing is I make out a schedule, but of course we have to be flexible, realizing that you can't go on schedule every minute. But if we don't set a goal, we won't reach any goals. And so we definitely have a schedule and try to work at that. And starting out our day with Bible time and breakfast, and then getting started with quick cleaning our jurisdictions or chores, and having the kiddos to work in their area that they're responsible for, trying to get it straightened up. And then we do school. We homeschool.
So you homeschool all your kids.
Yes,
that's great.
We do, and we have so much fun doing it. I told this woman, I said, it is so much fun because I feel like mom is getting to learn right along with him. And I said, really, life is a classroom.
Right. Now, I have two of my boys are homeschooled. One actually just graduated high school into college now, early too. But do you have a supervising teacher or you are the teacher?
Well, I actually, we've got now, we do a lot of ours on
line.
Computer.
Yeah.
And so we do like switched on schoolhouse, which helps grade and score and keep all of that, which makes my job a lot easier. But then we have friends that are our music teachers that come in and help us with that because I can't teach music because I don't know.
Know it. Right. Yeah. You can only teach what you know. I mean, yeah, we can't. Right.
Yes.
So there are experts for all different categories, and I really agree that you need to have those. And also the interaction with other people. I think that's really important.
Definitely, yes. And I think we're definitely involved a lot in our community and being a part of reaching out. We've been active in politics recently, helping out with campaigns. And then our children love sports activities that they go every Friday and Saturday night with Dad and play broomball at our rink, our ice rink here in our community. And so just a lot of fun things that we're doing as a family, getting out and trying to, and our heart has been from the very beginning to teach our children, number one, to love God, and number two, to love others, to look for ways to serve those around us. And by doing that, I feel like I tell them, you'll be a success in life if you do those two things. And so it's been a fun thing watching. We've got some of our older ones that are taking college classes while they're finishing up their high school credit, you know. And that's been fun because some of them are interested in different things, and so it's neat to see each one and their different interests.
Oh, you know, Michelle, I completely agree with what you said as far as I believe we're in life to learn how to love ourselves and love each other. Period.
I do too. Everything, I really do.
And I think that's what we're supposed to surround ourselves with as well. So I love that. You know, as you've been growing your family, I'm just curious as it's been growing. Was this something that in the beginning that you knew you were? It's obviously you were open to, but did you have any idea that 19 children later, this is where you would be, or you just always felt you would
You're
have
asking,
children?
Did they plan this, right?
Well,
it's interesting. When we first got married, we thought we would eventually maybe have one or two or three children, but we didn't want any children right away. So Michelle went on the pill, and she was on that until we had our first son, Josh, 3 years into our marriage. And then she went back on the pill. And then she got pregnant while she was on the pill, and the pill actually caused a miscarriage.
Oh, so.
And at that point, we were just devastated. Here we were holding this one baby in our arms, enjoying being parents, and then realizing that we had lost our baby. And we just searched the scriptures at that point, and we found that God says that children are a gift and a blessing and a reward from Him. And so we got on our knees, and we gave that area of our life to the Lord, and we said, Father, give us a love for children like you love children. We want to receive whatever gift that you want to give us. And right after that, the Lord blessed us with twins.
And another one.
And before we knew it, we had our hands full with, you know, seven, eight running around. And yet in faith, we just continued trusting God and believing, you know, His word, and we are so grateful for each one of these precious children that God's given us.
We consider each one worth more than $1 billion.
Oh, of course. You know, there was an old saying that I wouldn't sell you for, I'm going to probably mess it up, but I wouldn't sell you for a penny, but you're worth more than, you know, it was like,
yeah, I
can't remember what it was, but I remember being told that, you know, that they are treasures. And you know, this is where I really feel that's really important. And I love what you're doing, especially with 19 kids, is that you're teaching them how to be amazing adults. And really, that's what I was watching Dr. Phil last night on something that, you know, my daughter had taped. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize that we're the one that they're mirroring. And, you know, and if we're not doing a good job, they can't possibly do a good job. Even if they go out to other families' homes and they see amazing families, they come back and go, what's wrong with ours, you know? And so it's so important to teach the basic.
And you're right. I think it really is that focus on And I say often to the kids, it is about loving God and loving others. When we put that as the emphasis and the focus, then we realize life isn't revolving around me. It's not all about me as the center of the universe. But in reality, we really find true joy when we are serving others and loving others and reaching into the lives of others, encouraging them to do what's right. And so I think as parents, we fail. We're not perfect. There's not a perfect family out there. But when we do make mistakes, humbling ourselves and asking for forgiveness, asking our children to forgive us and exampling for them humility and realizing that, you know, we're all going to make mistakes along the way, but a person that's willing to humble themselves and ask for forgiveness, trying to do that the day that the offense occurs, so that you don't let the sun go down on your wrath, makes for a much happier environment. And realizing that life is about loving and forgiving each other and helping each other to be better, you know, every
day. You know, what are the ages of your children?
Our oldest is 23, and our baby is 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so what does it take to run a household of 21 people?
Wow. A lot of patience. A lot of organization.
Right.
And then a lot of flexibility. I mean, you really have to realize with a lot of little guys, we have, you know, 7 under the age of 7. And it's like you've got to be flexible and realize everything's urgent for a little one. So when they get an owie, you've got to stop what you're doing. Kiss the owie. Love on the little one. Tell them, you know, you're so sorry that that happened. And then move on with whatever it was that you needed to do and realize that that's just the way it is in real life. And that it's really, those children will remember those times of when you spoke kindly and gently to them and all of the, you know, our goal is to praise our children 10 times more than we have to correct them. And so in our book, A Love That Multiplies, we put in the very back of that book the 49 character qualities because those have been so helpful for us to focus on. We want to build that good character in our lives and encourage our children to build that into their lives. So as we praise them for those good qualities, whenever we see them doing something like showing initiative by taking out the trash without even being asked or showing responsibility, I saw you clean up your room. That was so good. I'm so happy for you. Or when the little one practiced self-control and ran and got on the potty when it was time, you know, instead of leaving a puddle.
The little things that count, you know. But you know what? I love that you're, this is so true because so many of us, like, really look at all the negative. And then our kids, they wonder why our kids are so sad because we're not giving them any praise. And I love that you've turned it around and 10 times more than you have to correct them, right?
Exactly. And nice. I think when we encourage each other that way, that's what God says we should do for each other, is to encourage one another and build each other up. And it starts right here every day in our home.
We also have a list of those character qualities on our website and a PDF you can download it at DuggerFamily.com.
Nice.
And along with a lot of other great resources that have helped us.
So I'm curious, do you have planned through the week also one-on-one time with the kids? Do you have special mommy time, daddy time, that sort of thing as well, so that you can continue to develop relationship in that way?
Well, we definitely purpose to spend that quality time with each one, and I think it's a purposeful mindset every day. It's like we're talking, reaching, trying to reach their hearts and asking them, how are you doing, and what's going on in your life, and is there something that mommy can pray with you about? Is there some kind of a secret that you haven't told mom and daddy that you really need to share with us? We're here. We want you to know, you know, that they have a safe place to share their heart. They know that we love them unconditionally. We're going to be there for them no matter what. And I think we're purposing to do that every day.
Right. Now, I know all my listeners are probably asking, how do you guys have your own valuable time in a relationship with 19 children?
Well, that's pretty obvious we have.
That is very true, good right?
Answer.
Yeah.
You've been asked that question before.
We try to go out every week on a date night. Normally on Saturdays, Michelle and I go out to eat or go get some ice cream and talk about just everything that's going on. And
how did you guys meet?
I actually met on church visitation the first time.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a miracle how God brought us together and the exact timing. And you'll have to... Actually, in our first book, The Duggars 20 and Counting, we kind of go in kind of our life story and how we met and and all that. So,
wow.
There's a bond in families. My mom is one of 11, and so I know a little bit about coming from a big family. We have 25 cousins. We're the next generation. Yeah, the next generation, we're already, I think, past the 25, and we have three that are pregnant. So I get coming from a big family, and people don't often understand there's such a bond that happens. I know my aunts and uncles are extremely tight, and it's carried on to the rest of us. So it's almost like this special clan, this special, I don't even know what you would call it.
Well, it's
like
the
a special club.
Yeah, the ties this to your family. Yeah.
And a lot of people, I don't think, quite know that relationship at that level. So I can only imagine, especially now as your children are getting married and starting to have children of their own, what's going to come. So it's an amazing feeling.
So exciting. And I think the title of our book, it came out of a conversation with our daughter, Jill, because so often people will say things because maybe they're looking at it from their perspective, and they might say, oh, they can't really love each other or have that kind of close relationship. And Jill said, Mom, Dad, they just don't understand, you know, being in a large family. And it doesn't divide us. Having more in our group and in our family, really, love does multiply. There's that many more people that you love and that you get to spend time with and hang out with and do fun things together with. And really, that's what it is about. And that's why the title of our book came out the way it did, a love that multiplies, and it really does.
Now, do you have dinners together?
Yes, we do. We usually try to have a lunch and a dinner meal together, depending on the activities and schedules. Of course, with a lot of older children that are busy working and their lives and their schedules get quite busy, they're in and out, and so we might not always get everybody around the table, but you know, there's lunch at 12 and dinner at 5, and everybody knows that's when it's going to happen. And so whoever's there gets there, and we have, you know, those special dinner times together.
So do you, Michelle, do you make those dinners, or do you have help, and or do all the kids do it?
Well, it varies. Like, I'm probably not as creative of a cook as some of my kids are now.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I love my kids learning how to cook.
It is. It's so fun. And I think my boys enjoy just about as much getting in the kitchen to cook up something. And so from, you know, week to week, we will plan different menus. And then some of the children get to take turns getting their turn to cook something that they want to do. And so like last week, Jason made these pretzel beef hot dogs with broccoli, and we had this, you know, wonderful lunch that he put together, and it was his creativity. You know, he wanted to do his own thing, and so I think it's fun to let each one have their hand at it, and they get to learn those skills, which is very important, because boy or girl, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to eat a long life's way, and you may have to do one for parents.
You know, it's funny. My kids are all getting older, and every time I'm cooking now, and especially it's their favorite ones, they're like, Mom, now, what did you do to make that? And I'm like, I'm going to be here, you know, but I know that they're looking at it going, I want to learn how to make all of my favorite things that my mom makes.
I was just saying, maybe your third book should be the Duggars Family Cookbook.
There you
cooking
go.
Cooking for large crowds.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-oh, you just gave them another idea.
Yeah.
You know, I love this. If you could, what are we going to find when we read your book?
Well, you're going to find a lot of the inside tips of just how things work around here with the family, you know, our size. It's going to be different than other families would be. Reaching into the hearts of our children, what makes us tick. Do the Duggars date. That's one of the chapters.
Do the Duggars date. I love it.
Yeah.
That's
cute. And then
cute.
Talking about our little Josie, who was born premature at 25 weeks. And that's kind of in there, too, in this book, A Love That Multiplies. So just kind of goes a little deeper into our life story and what you know, our focus is in loving God and serving each other and serving others.
Now, are you in the auto business? Is that what it is?
Actually, I'm in real estate. I've been in the car business in the past a little bit, and my son is right now.
Okay.
But I've been in real estate for 28 years, and we buy and sell properties and rent them out, but back about 20 years ago, we went through Jim Salmon's Financial Freedom Seminar, and we purposed to get out of debt and stay out of debt, and that's been very freeing. And I would encourage every couple to go through that. I think that's one of the best resources.
And what is that again?
It's Jim Sammons Financial Freedom Seminar. Hmm. And we have a link under at DuggarFamily.com under the Jim Bob's Workshop, halfway down. It says Financial Freedom Seminar.
Okay. And we don't make anything off of that, but we just encourage people. It literally changed the direction that we were headed financially and in our marriage and a lot of other ways. And so it's a great resource.
Right.
Talks about the five purposes of the home. My favorite chapter, listening to the cautions of your wife. I mean, it just goes over all kinds of great things, not just about making a budget, but like purposing to get out of debt and stay out of debt.
We wish our government leaders would watch it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, this is so true. Wow, you guys have so many valuable topics and things. I love that we're being able to talk to you. And if anybody's just joining us right now, we're talking to Michelle and Jim Bob Duggars. And they're one of America's largest family. Are you the largest family out there?
There's some friends of ours in Knoxville, Tennessee area, the Bates. They just had their 19th also.
Oh, my gosh. And do you plan to have more?
They have a show coming out on TLC also, I think the Bates Bunch, on the 13th.
Okay, and when does your show start?
Our show is every Tuesday night
at
8 o'clock. Central, 9 Eastern.
Okay. Wow. And so how hard is that living under the scope there?
Well, you know, it's not too bad, really. We are just living our life. We've been on TV for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
so a lot of our children from Jackson down were born on TV. But the kids are kind of used to the cameras, so they just kind of live their life, and they film whatever we're doing that day. And
they consider our crew part of the family, so it's just really a lot of fun.
Wow.
To get together with their families. They have kids, and so anyway, it's really a special relationship.
So any of those crews, because of, like you said, becoming sort of adopted families, has it changed some for them, for their families? Have they started growing more and more based on lessons with you?
I think it's been fun because, like, our camera guy that's worked with us from the beginning, he has four children, and we got together with them on Thanksgiving. They came over, and my kids had a blast playing with theirs, and then our sound man has six children, and we just love their families. We feel like they really are a part of our family, and we feel like this really is just our family ministry to encourage others to love your kids. Realize that time goes by so fast.
It sure does. That's what I was just saying. You know, I have four children and I only had one sister, and I used to look at families that were bigger and I said, I want to make a lot of kids. You know, I really did. That was what my thought was. And I love it. I love when they all have friends over and, you know, it's fun.
It is. It is. And it really makes you appreciate what's most important in life, and it's relationships.
It's relationships.
And I do find whenever people come in, like at least I know with our family, when someone brings someone new in, you always sort of give that precursor of prepare to be overwhelmed because everyone's going to want your attention. Everyone just sort of, there's just like this loving enfoldment that happens when new people show up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. So where do we find your book?
Should be able to get at the local bookstore or on our website at DuggarFamily.com.
Okay, and again, your show is on TLC?
On TLC on Tuesday nights and 8 Central, 9 Eastern, or check your local listings. I guess you're in California. And then a lot of times they air them in the morning, too, like 6 to 7 a.m.
Right. So much fun talking to both of you. And what an amazing job that you've done. I'd love to have you back as a guest.
Well, thank you. It's been good to
visit
with you.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've been talking to the parents of TLC's 19 Kids and Counting. Their book is A Love That Multiplies. That is an up-close view of how they make it work. And Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar. So we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I am going to actually open up our Facebook right now. And the first person that logs on will receive two gift certificates to Soup Plantation right here in Camarillo.
Logs on and sends you a note?
Sends me a note. Don't do it right now, Prudence. No. All right. And again, if you have something to comment about, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
We're just in here rocking out.
How can you not move to that music?
I'm telling you, it's I love that. So, wow, that was amazing. Talking to Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar, and can you imagine 19 kids?
A little bit.
You know what? I really
not of my own.
No, but I think it would be pretty fun. I mean, you know, it's you know what I love is they all. If my kids just all had their own little jobs that they took care of, and that's maybe I'm gonna read their book because. I think that, you know, talking about kind of like what we're talking about, mindset reset, if you knew all you had to do was do this, you know, like take care of this section here, and so long as that's good to go, you're good, right?
Yeah. If you change your perspective about how you look at it and simplify it, it makes a difference. So, yeah, the nice thing about each one having sort of their job or the thing that they might do is you also set that expectation and people then know what's expected of them versus you assuming that they're going to go clean their room or you assuming that they're going to take out the trash. You never really communicated that very effectively. And then a fight comes up. If they know my job is trash,
but here's
they know
the thing,
what to
19
do.
Kids, one probably has to take care of like one toilet, you know,
there's a lot of them.
One toilet, 19 times.
Yeah, 19 times. Exactly. Well, we have our winner on the line. Shelley, are you there? Hello.
Yes,
hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kim?
Great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ojai, and I feel kind of guilty because I recently won something else. This is my second time.
Oh, well, you know, you got through, and that's awesome. So I appreciate you calling. So,
thank you.
And now, what do you do for work, if you don't mind me asking?
Health insurance.
Ah, okay, great.
Employee benefits, yeah.
There you go. And do you listen all the time, or are you a first-time listener? Obviously, you listen...
Every day on my way to work.
You do. I love it. So what's your best part of our show that what's your favorite part of our show?
Oh, gosh, I don't know if there's a favorite because you have so many wonderful guests.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, it's just a real positive, upbeat thing. That's what I like about it.
I love it. Are you on Facebook?
I really am not.
You're
no.
not. Okay.
I'm just sort of trying to figure it out right now.
Okay. Well, do me a favor and go to the Kim Pagano Show and like us. And if you could share me with all your friends, that would be great.
Okay, actually, I can do that.
Okay. We're going to have lessons. I'm going to bring somebody on here to give us lessons on how to do that. You know, our kids know how to do all that stuff, but it's like, oh, my God, you know, how do I share this? How do I get on there? And yet, it is such an amazing way to really, you know, connect to all these people. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know, it really is.
Yeah,
to take the time to do it. You know, I'm on the computer all day long at work, so I'm kind of tired of it by the time I go home.
Exactly. So, well, thank you so much for listening, and I will call you later so you can get your soup plantation gift certificates.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, that's cool.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about changing perspectives, and actually the Duggars are a perfect example of that. In that there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, they shouldn't have, it's irresponsible to have 19 children, that's whatever. But really, I think they've also given permission to people to realize you can have large families. It used
to be.
And
be responsible.
Yes.
It's all about,
it used to be commonplace. That's one of the things I was going to say to them is one of the first shows I saw about them, what struck me the most was the fact that they are living debt-free. And they have 19 children. That means they plan. That means they have a set thing in place. You know, I know they shared online the program that they use. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think that they are getting assistance and all of that. And they aren't. And so when you really look at it, people can change their perspective on this. Now, it doesn't mean you have to run out and have 19 children of your own. But it does give, it allows for people to live their life. And ultimately, sometimes when we're putting our perspective on somebody else, isn't that really called judgment?
Right, exactly. But I love that, you know, they are making responsible kids. And that's what it's all about, is doing our job. You know, when things get tough, and life is tough. I mean, there's no question, you know, if you know, she's got an amazing partner. So, you know, she's got both of them. A lot of people are single, vice versa, you know, the man or the woman for being, you know, parenting. You need to kind of seek other people's help and you know, also be in an organization that you can get some support.
Yeah, there are a lot of support groups out there for all those situations. And most of the time, even if you don't fit completely within their category, they're still open to you.
Exactly.
The doors are open.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of taking those steps. And that's part of getting organized. You know,
right.
We're talking about spring cleaning. If you find you're in a place of, gosh, I'm not really sure how to do this on my own, especially if you have kids, or if you don't have kids, but you're looking for something new and different, maybe it's searching out a new group to begin to be involved with, or something that you really enjoy, and begin to meet new people that like what you like.
Right. And I love what they said is they really honor loving yourselves and loving others.
Right.
You can't lose with doing that.
Right.
You just can't. And so even if you walk into a group, you know, I have a couple friends that they join a bunch of different groups, and they see if they like it. They see if it's something that they're going to enjoy. And if not, you're not locked in, but you try different things, because everywhere you go, there's like a sprinkle of different people that you're going to meet.
Well, and if you're going and trying something that you have an interest in, you're going to meet other people with the same kind of interest.
That's right.
You're going to attract more of those type of people in your life.
But go in there with a positive, you know.
Yes.
That is a big thing. So, okay, so how do we spring clean sweep our minds? I love that. How do we sweep our minds?
There's a couple of just ideas, suggestions. Not everyone is a journaler, but always doing a gratitude journal is always an easy, simple way to begin. You know, that's one thing I heard a lot from the Duggars. We didn't use that word gratitude, but there is a lot there. And so even if you begin at night, write down five things, or first thing in the morning, five things that you're grateful for. Just begin there, and already you're starting to reset your mind for the morning. Instead of thinking, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this errand today or take care of this meeting, begin with gratitude. And if you catch yourself being grouchy in the day, or if you catch yourself heading into lunchtime and frustrated already, then write down another five things you're grateful for. Just begin. And there's power in writing it down. And if all you do is think about it, that's fine too. Just begin. And again, begin with cleaning up your stuff. Clean up your home. Even if all you did between now and next week, 1 week, I'm going to give you a week. Here's a challenge for you. Clean your bathroom. Open up the cupboard or whatever, where you keep all your medicine stuff and your whatevers and
why'd
your tchotchkes.
You pick there? No.
Because it's simple.
I'm just kidding.
Because
here.
It's a simple thing, but how many jars have you looked at of face creams, of lotions that you haven't touched in over a year? throw them out. Begin there. It's simple. You open the cupboard, take one thing and throw it away. The next day, take one thing and throw it away. Because if I need that, you know what? Peroxide's 59 cents. When was the last time you used your bottle of peroxide? You can go pick up one, you know, whatever it is. Look in your cupboard. Begin there. It's simple. It's not daunting. Begin.
That's great. And you know what? It's just little stuff like that. To me, when I'm overwhelmed and, you know, again, 4 kids, I can't imagine, you know, 19 kids going to each one of their rooms. Obviously, I think it takes practice to not let life get overwhelming, because I walk into some of my kids' room and, you know, and I'm a clean freak. And so, you know, they're like, Mom, really? And I have to just kind of take a deep breath and then kind of walk out and know that these are love trails. These are not, you know, you have to let our children kind of live our lives. That's their room. That's what they represent. But, you know,
Well, begin teaching them, too, if they see that every year around this time, or if you have a regular practice of each day you come in and you put 2 things away, or take care of 2 things in the home, or 3 things in the home, and that's your routine, they learn that. They pick it up. Even if you're not telling them to do it, they will begin to do it. And then, amazingly, when they become adults and you step in, and suddenly they're doing it because it becomes this tradition, and they see that, this kind of worked. Let me try it.
What kind of traditions did you have in your family when you were growing up? Did you have to do chores? Because I know a lot of kids, you know, like in my family, Saturdays, the weekends were chores day. And, you know, our family is really busy. We've got a lot of activities, racing and skateboarding, and, you know, everybody's kind of going their own way. So weekends aren't our time of doing stuff. We kind of plan it. But how did you live your life? Was that it?
Yeah, it was the same thing. Saturday mornings, actually, we'd get up first and watch cartoons, you know, that get up early and do that. And then at some point, the TV went off, music went on, and we would clean, and we would have sort of designated areas and that kind of thing. Now, mind you, it wasn't always
happy. Yeah, you know? That's very true.
And at the same time, what's funny is even now when I get in that mode of really cleaning and throwing things out, I love to have music on. I have music playing a certain type. I have it in all through the house.
So do you take your Saturday mornings now, or have you changed your routine?
Oh, I've definitely changed my routine, because I'm usually busy with workshops or coaching clients or different things on the weekends, and or traveling a bit. So I do evenings. You know, I might have an evening that I know I can throw in a load or two of laundry, you know, before bedtime, things like that. So I incorporate it more in the evenings.
So do you ever feel like you're overwhelmed and no, right? Yeah, right. She's laughing. I'm like, really, Kim? You know. But okay, so when you're overwhelmed and you are, first of all, let's you know, all of us think about, we're just waking up in the morning. We're overwhelmed. How do we start our day? And usually for me, I have a pad of paper at the side of my bed. And so throughout the night, I wake up thinking of all these things. It's kind of a weird thing, but I don't know if anybody else does that. But I wake up and think of all these things, and I just keep jotting them down, because I don't want to forget. And I think I'm working harder when I'm sleeping sometimes. But
well, 2 things come up when you say that. First off is, learn how to prepare your mind before you go to bed so that you're not mind racing when you sleep, so that you get good sleep.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Okay. We've got a couple minutes left of our show.
So if you're a mind racing before you're sleeping, one thing is, if you're worried about forgetting something, then write that down on that list and just get that written down.
But before you go to sleep,
but don't do that and then turn out the light and lay down, because then your brain's going to keep going. So try and do it maybe about half an hour beforehand or so that the last 15, 20 minutes before you're going to bed, take that time to unwind. That's when you go in, wash your face, do whatever's relaxing for you. If you like to read, do not play games. Do not play the little games on the phone or whatever, because then you're charging your mind up again. Really do things that you find relaxing and soothing, so that then you're preparing yourself to really get a good night's sleep. And then in the morning, if you're waking up and the ideas are starting to come again, then do exactly what you said and write those things down. Often we get those things down, and then there was something else that we needed to remember, and there it is. And if you're thinking automatically that you're waking up and you're overwhelmed, guess what? You're going to wake up and be overwhelmed. But if you,
if
you wake up and be in gratitude, like I said, even just starting with five items that you want to write down, or if you wake up saying this is going to be a great day, you're going to be a great day, come up with a little mantra for yourself.
Right. You can change your day.
Absolutely.
You can start your day in a positive way, and that's what it's all about. Well, I am so excited that you have been here with us and that, you know, just a couple more tips in a positive way. And, you know, Mindset Reset, how do they get in touch with you?
You can email me at prudence@mindsetreset.com or give me a call at 818-257-8711.
All right. And for anybody who has missed any part of this show and wants to hear it again from 1 to 2, it's on again. And also, if you want to get in touch with us at 805-419-0008 to be a sponsor, advertiser on our show, to have a story. I had a couple of people that I'm going to call back today that have things that are value to my listeners. And if you think you have something that's valuable, I want to hear from you. So definitely give me a call at 805-419-0008. You have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I want to thank Matt. I want to thank all my listeners, all my sponsors and advertisers. And Prudence, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is make every day count for something. And, you know, you've given us some amazing tips to make things count. Let's just think for a second. We have like a minute longer of what are things that make us, you know, make our lives count? Can you think of anything that can...
You know, I'm going to repeat what we said earlier. Loving yourself each other.
If you start, you know what, you're absolutely right. If you start with that, I think you're good to go.
Absolutely.
You know, you can only be, you know, go out and compliment five people today.
Nice one.
See what happens. You're going to change your day around. And even your children, tell them how great they did if they helped you do the dishes last night, or if they got their homework done, or if they just checked in with you, you know, go in and tell them thank you. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank you so much for being here, and have a really great day. I'm your host, Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give a...